Mr. Duffy hated anything which suggested physical or mental disorder. His face, which showed every one of his years, was the same colour brown as the Dublin streets. On his long and rather large head grew dry black hair, and a tawny brown moustache did not quite cover an unfriendly mouth. His cheekbones gave his face a harsh character. But there was no harshness in his eyes under the tawny brown eyebrows. He lived a small distance away from his body, and he had a strange autobiographical habit of inventing from time to time a short sentence about himself containing a subject in the third person and a verb in the past tense. He had been for many years a clerk in a private bank in Baggot Street. Every morning he came in from Chapelizod by tram. At midday he went to Dan Burke's for lunch. At 4 o'clock he was set free. He had dinner in an eating house in George's Street where he felt safe and the food was simple and good. He spent his evenings playing his landlady's piano or strolling around the outskirts of the city. He was fond of Mozart, so occasionally went to an opera or a concert. These were his only entertainments. He had no companions or friends, church or belief. He visited his relatives at Christmas and followed them to the churchyard when they died. He allowed himself to think that in certain situations he might rob his bank, but as these circumstances never arose, the unadventurous story of his life went on. One evening, he found himself sitting next to two ladies in the rotunda. The audience was small and silent. The lady sitting next to him looked round at the empty hall once or twice, and then said, "What a pity there's such a small audience tonight. It's so hard for people to sing to empty seats." He took her words as an invitation to talk. He discovered that the young girl beside her was her daughter, so he thought she must be a year or two younger than himself.